This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. The state's health insurance exchange is reporting its biggest ever open enrollment season. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Connect for Health Colorado is the state's health insurance marketplace established with the launch of Obamacare. It reports that more than 222,000 people have enrolled in a 2024 health plan. That's 20,000 more enrollments than what the exchange logged at the end of last year's sign-up period. A spokesperson for the exchange says analysts will dig into the data to see what's driving the trend. This year's open enrollment period ends January 15th. Connect for Health Colorado offers free enrollment assistance from certified brokers and community assisters. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
While Colorado waits to see if the U.S. Supreme Court will qualify Donald Trump for the state's Republican primary ballot, the rest of the presidential primary field is now set. The Secretary of State certified both the Democratic and Republican ballots Friday. Democratic voters will choose among nine candidates. Republicans will see seven names on their ballot, including Trump's, but votes for him will be counted only if the Supreme Court rules in his favor. Some voters in Pueblo might get more than one ballot for their upcoming runoff election. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Printer issues may have caused duplicate ballots to go out, according to a press release from the city. Voters should cast just one ballot and can use either one. The other should be destroyed. There's a process to catch duplicate ballots during counting to avoid voter fraud. Additionally, it's possible that voters may have received a ballot envelope without a ballot inside. If so, people should contact the city clerk's office for a replacement. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and Metro Denver have some clouds today and snow later this week. This is CPR News and KRCC.